This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates with some choice summer reading selections. First, though, President Bush is back from a meeting with NATO officials in Turkey, and his campaign for re-election is now going to focus on domestic issues. That's what we're expecting anyway. Meanwhile, his presumed rival, Democrat John Kerry, is taking a two-day break from the campaign trail to prepare for next month's Democratic conventions. Joining us to talk about the race for the White House, and actually in our Culver City studios, is NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Ken, welcome.
California is everything you said it was.
Ken, I have been puzzled by something. The president's approval ratings have been going down, as fewer people are saying they think he's doing a good job. But at the same time, he's holding exactly even in polls that ask voters to choose between Mr. Bush and John Kerry. So how can that be?
Alex, at this point, this is not about Bush versus Kerry. It's about President Bush and his stewardship of the economy and the war in Iraq. People will focus on the horse race later. Remember, in 1980, at this point in 1980, President Carter had a 33% approval rating, and yet his numbers with Ronald Reagan, the presumed Republican nominee, was also even. You know, basically it was a 50-50 race. It wasn't until the Republican convention later that year in Detroit, when Ronald Reagan gave a great speech, it wasn't until the debates later in the fall where people realized that the choice was not between Carter and not Carter, but it was between Carter and Reagan, and that's when Ronald Reagan broke free. I think that's the case here as well. It's not a choice at this point between Bush and Kerry. It's about those who are deciding whether George Bush deserves another term or not.
Well, you know, the way I read these things, I figure Mr. Bush's numbers are going down. He's still even with Kerry. Kerry's numbers must be going down, too.
Well, they are. See, that's the thing. It's not, despite all the bad news we're seeing in the war and the state of the economy and things like that, at the same time, John Kerry's numbers are not so good. The New York Times poll the other day showed that more people dislike John Kerry than like John Kerry. They believe that he says what voters want to hear. They are buying the argument that he is a flip-flopper. Those are Republican ads, and apparently they are effective. So while everybody thinks, well, why isn't John Kerry walking, you know, cleaning the clock with this guy because the news outside is so bad, voters are not that crazy about John Kerry either.
A lot of people are saying that this handover of power in Iraq this week is going to help Mr. Bush's re-election. What do you think about that? Is that the kind of thing that changes elections?
Well, theoretically, it could. I mean, of course, the point is there will still be 138,000 troops, U.S. troops in Iraq. And in the next 4 months, if more and more Americans die, if more and more Americans are kidnapped and beheaded on Al Jazeera, that's not going to look good, handover or not. But a lot of times we keep saying that these are monumental events that are going to change the election, and they often don't. We said that, you know, when Ronald Reagan died, is it going to help President Bush's re-election? Should Ronald Reagan have died closer to the election? I mean, that was so absurd. When Bill Clinton's book came out, everybody wanted to know, will this hurt John Kerry? Will this overshadow John Kerry's campaign?
You know, someone pretending to be Alex Chadwick sat in this chair and had that exact conversation.
Alex Chadwick? Oh, you? Oh, yeah, no, that's true. But we always focus on things that are suddenly... Washington was obsessed for the longest time whether Wesley Clark was going to help Howard Dean, you know, in November.
It turned out not to be
important
question.
No.
Yeah, okay. Right now, we can say two important issues coming in the election. Iraq, the economy. Are those in November, are those still going to be the two issues? And what else might the candidates try to dredge up?
Clearly, I think those are the top two issues. You're going to see them on the front pages of the paper every day. As I said earlier, if you see, you know, Americans being taken hostage, that will be an issue. If the turnover of power goes well, that's going to be a plus for President Bush. But, you know, everybody says, well, health care is going to be a great issue. We just did a poll for NPR that showed that both candidates are even with voters on issues like health care. You would think it's a Democratic issue. This election is so close that the issues that are out there, and their education and health care and the environment, it could go either way, and it not necessarily will put one or the other candidate over the top. It really will be a lot about personality, and you'll see a lot of that decision-making coming after the debates this fall.
And, Kenny, these predictions are going to hold true no matter what.
Well, at least until I leave this microphone this morning.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin in Culver City. Ken, thank you.
Thank you so much.